Good morning, listeners. This morning, a new Gothic poetry collection was published, and in only a few hours, 5 million samples have already been bought or downloaded. It seems to become a great success, and today we'll focus on the first poem in the collection by T.S. Eliot, The Hollow Men. On the phone this morning, we have Professor Snape from Harvard University. Professor Snape is an expert in Gothic literature, and he will focus on some specific Gothic elements in The Hollow Men. Good morning, Professor Snape.
Good morning.
Well, tell the listeners, what is specific and special about this poem? Well, why do you think it will be a great success?
Well, it's new thinking, and it's more original, and you don't see these candy Gothic elements from, for example, Twilight, which have ruled the Gothic scene for a long time. It will be a great success because it's not inspired by candy Gothic. It's much more cold-hearted and bloodthirsty, and that's definitely will attract many readers.
Well, that's great. Can you give examples from the poem which really confirm this cold-hearted and bloodthirsty condition you're talking about?
Yes, of course. There's examples like sunshine on a broken column, paralyzed force gesture without motion, with direct eyes into death of the kingdom. And these examples show the cold-hearted feeling as a reader. And you feel that the poem has no expression, and especially the character in the poem. But at the same time, it has so much expression. It's fantastic.
Well, thank you for your clever words, Professor. Listeners and interested readers, the poem The Hollow Men by T.S. Eliot is available to download on gothicfiction.com or in any bookstore all around the country. Have a nice day.